بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عن عدي بن حاتم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة فمن لم يجد فبكلمة طيبة متفق عليه. Continuing with the chapter which deals with the desirability of speaking good words and smiling when meeting people. Yesterday we discussed at length the verse of the Quran wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It was indeed a great manifestation of the extreme compassion and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, O Messenger of Allah, that you were made soft in nature, or that you displayed softness in your nature towards them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you had been, as we mentioned previously, the word fadh and غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, these two terms are very similar in meaning. The basic difference which ulama-i-kiram indicate, they say fadhan refers to harshness in one's speech. So if you are harsh in your speech, غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ, harshness and rigidity in one's nature. So pointing towards both things, Allah Ta'ala says that, addressing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if you were harsh in your speech and harsh in your nature, then lan faddu min hawlik. There's great emphasis in this expression, lan faddu. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say they would have run away, but lan faddu infidad, they would have abandoned you completely. And they would have deserted you without even looking back. The greatest teacher, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the greatest students, Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that jamaat, the like of which, when it comes to devotion to Nabiya Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the earth will never see a jamaat like them till Qiyamat. Yet Quran tells us that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was harsh and rigid in his nature, then Sahaba would have abandoned Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would have run away from him. From this we see, particularly those engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, ulama-i-kiram mention that from such verses in the Quran, the etiquette of a da'i is explained, wherein harshness, rigidity in one's nature, lacking compromise, or not being tolerant towards the weaknesses and deficiencies of others, this is something that is not part of the psyche of one who is engaged in da'wat. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly is addressed by Allah ta'ala in this manner, that it was Allah's manifest very, very great mercy upon you, that you were soft-natured, tolerant, you were not rigid, that Allah Ta'ala created this element of allowance within Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discussed these verses at length. One very, very important point, ulama-i-kiram mentioned that what we call shan-e-nuzul. Shan-e-nuzul is an expression that when was a particular verse revealed. From this we get a deeper understanding of the verse of the Qur'an. Mufassirin mentioned when was this particular verse revealed, wherein Allah Ta'ala praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for being tolerant and soft-natured. We find to contextualize the occasion when this verse was revealed, we have to look at what was the crime that was committed. What did Sahaba do that was so wrong? And on this occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave them, he was soft towards them, he was tolerant towards them. And then Allah Ta'ala praised his tolerance and he praised his soft-naturedness. What was the guna? What was the sin? find that amongst the major sins in Shariat, one of the greatest major sins is what ulama ikram refer to as firar min az-zahaf. Firar min az-zahaf is an expression when a jamaat that is engaged in jihad on the battlefield has to abandon the battlefield and run away. In the face of hardship or difficulty on a battlefield, for you to lose himmat, for you to lose courage, and to abandon the jamaat and run away, this is something that is referred to as firar min az-zahaf. And this is an extremely major sin. There are great wa'ids and warnings found in ahadith with regards to doing this. We find that the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the occasion of Uhud were very, very greatly tested. At one point, the news had spread that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, na'uzu billah, has been made shaheed. And such was their love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that momentarily many of them, they lost their sense of direction. They were totally overtaken by grief and confusion. And pandemonium had broken out. 70 of the sahaba had become shaheed. So this was an occasion of great test. And many, many of the sahaba, unfortunately, at that moment, abandoned the battlefield and some of them ran away. Short while later, they realized their error, they realized their mistake. And obviously, such was the iman, like we mentioned, many, many verses in the Quran. This is that jamaat that whilst they were walking on the earth, Quran had already been revealed that radiyallahu anhum wa radhu an, that Allah is happy with them and they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were jannatis on this earth. Kullan wa'adallahu al-husna. Allah ta'ala says, we take an oath that every one of your companions are jannatis, referring to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they were insan, they made a mistake. But they realized their mistake. When they realized their mistake, they came back. This was an occasion that demanded reprimand. It would have been perfectly and completely understandable if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upset and angry with them, and that he reprimanded them, scolded them, was rigid with them, was harsh upon them. Contrary to that, the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no greater teacher, no personality that caused the hearts of people to be attracted to him more than Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He smiled at them and he forgave them from his heart and he welcomed them back. On this occasion, this verse of the Quran was revealed that فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It was indeed a great manifestation of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, my Nabi, that you were soft-natured towards them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. If you had been harsh in your speech and rigid in your temperament, لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. The same jamaat of your companions, your devoted companions, would have abandoned you and run away from you. And then the section which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah doesn't mention here, the verse goes on. From this we see the maqam, the status of the sahaba in the eyes of Allah. Allah ta'ala goes on, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ, forgive them. Allah's Rasul had already forgiven them. But Quran comes down. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ, that, O my Nabi, forgive them. And then Allah Ta'ala doesn't just say forgive them. Allah says وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Allah commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask for forgiveness on their behalf. Despite the gravity of the error which they committed, an error which caused the Nabi of Allah to lose his Mubarak Tut, for him to fall down unconscious, for him to be attacked in such a manner by the enemy, Allah Ta'ala, on this occasion, we see the compassion, we see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we see the softness of the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Interestingly, this same verse of the Quran, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings it under this chapter, the desirability of speaking good words, and talaqatul wajh inda al-liqa, and having a smiling face when meeting people. In other words, part of the psyche, part of the nature of One who is engaged in the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the softness of nature, is this compassion, is this affability of nature, is being approachable, is being soft-hearted, is lowering oneself, adopting humility in dealing with one another. And Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the first hadith, the narrator is Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ittaqun nar walaw bi shiqqi tamra, faman lam yajid fabi kalimatin tayyiba. Ittaqun nar, fear the fire of hell, fear Jahannam. In such expressions, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fear Jahannam, what is actually meant is adopt actions that will save you from Jahannam. Not just be afraid of Jahannam. Ittaqun nar, exert yourself in those a'mal and those actions which will save you from the fire of Jahannam. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, fear Jahannam. In other words, adopt actions that will save you from Jahannam. Walau bi shiqqi tamra. Even if it means giving a portion of a date in sadaqah. Allah's Rasul doesn't say giving even one date. He says even a portion of a date. The word shiq, ulama kiram, some give the interpretation nisf, half. Some say just a section. Not even one date, a portion of a date by giving it in sadaqah and charity. Allah's Rasul says even if it means that, use that to save yourself from Jahannam. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. And if you don't find even that much, you don't even have half a date or a piece of date to give in sadaqah and charity, then فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبًا. Then save yourself from Jahannam by speaking a good word, by speaking kind words, by being compassionate in nature. This hadith is actually one section of a lengthy hadith, but unfortunately we run out of time. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.